Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on the Shagufta gene. It's spelled S-H-E-G-U-F-T-A. Last name is Dean, D-E-A-N. Address is 2282 Burlingame Drive, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-342-9676. ID, leave a blank. Date of birth is 12-25-1949, 71-year-old. Woman, insurance is Medicare. Dash AARP, United Healthcare. It's addressed to Dr. Susan Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S-M-D, 376 Vallambrosch Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-891-1676, fax 530-891-1833. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation and continued continuity of care, subparagraph, clinical history of diagnosis and treatment for myasthenia, subparagraph, previously under the care of Dr. Joel Rothfeld, PhD, MD, who is retired from clinical community practice, now working part-time at Enloe Hospital. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Burgess and professional colleagues, Shagufta Dean was seen initially in April of 21st, 2021 for initial assessment for continued care and treatment of her myasthenia disorder. New paragraph, current medications, metformin 500 milligrams, two twice a day, tizanidine 2 milligrams, temporary prescription, 5 days supply, ibuprofen 600 milligrams, 17 days supply, APAP hydrocodone, 1 day supply, glipizide 5 milligrams, one daily, Enucort HC 25 milligrams suppository, 3 day supply, One Touch Ultra Blue test strips, 100 day supply, Synthroid 75 micrograms, one daily. Rovastatin 10 milligrams, one daily. Azithromycin 250 milligrams, 5 days supply. Hydrochlorothiazide-triamterene 25/37.5 milligrams, 30 days supply. Albuterol 90 micrograms per inhalation. Aerosol 17 days supply. new paragraph. Myasthenic medicines, pyridostigmine bromide, 60 milligrams. Other potential medications, Adarbe for hypertension. Past medical history lists this vertically: diabetes, arthritis, asthma, thyroid problems, medical allergies and sensitivities, foods, dash pork, aspirin, medications, penicillin, review of systems, general, she reports transient dizziness, a history of nervousness and forgetfulness, ENT, she wears eyeglasses, she has a previous history of double vision and rhinitis, respiratory, no symptoms. Cardiovascular, she reports difficulty ambulating two blocks, history of hypertension. Her ambulatory difficulty is due to hip problems and arthritis. Endocrine, she reports that she's losing hair. She gives a history of thyroid disease. Gastrointestinal, she has a history of flatulence, heartburn, indigestion, previously on omeprazole. Female gynecological, menopause occurred at age 48. She denied unusual discharge, last pap and rectal examination 2 years ago, previous pelvic surgery, 3 pregnancies, 3 uncomplicated live births, One son born 1970, daughter 1975, son 1987. No other history of female gynecological problems, sexual function, none reported, no history of sexual dysfunction or transmissible disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor, musculoskeletal. She experiences difficulty with ambulation. She complains of possible lower extremity claudication. She experiences weakness in her muscles and joints. Neck, history of stiffness, thyroid problems. Mental health, she reports frequent tearfulness, feelings of depression, denied other symptoms. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral care. Convulsions or fainting. New paragraph. Personal and family history. She was born on December 28, 1949. She's 71 years old, right-handed. She did not report her pertinent family history. Education-high school, social history and health habits. She is widowed. She reports no use of alcohol, tobacco, recreational substances. She is not living with significant other. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns not reported. Serious illnesses and injuries, none reported. Operations and hospitalizations, none reported. I would say change that. It's 1998, hysterectomy and cholecystectomy. 10-day hospitalization. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports previous transit double vision, reduced concentration, symptoms of lightheadedness, and some stuttering. New paragraph. Head, she denied neuralgia. She reports intermittent headaches in the back of her head due to a previous accident. She denied altered mental status, spells, or blackouts or similar family history. Neck, she reports that she has spasms in the back of her neck. And she describes constant neck pain. She reports a sense of swelling all over. New paragraph, upper back and arms. She reports pain in her arm muscle with neuralgia, some symptoms of numbness, but continuous pain with stiffness, but without swelling or paresthesias or spasm. Middle back. She denied symptoms. She did not complete the rest of the questionnaire concerning low back, hips, lower extremity, ankles, and feet, but does report that she has problems with her right foot and ankle, for which she's under the care of Dr. Passamonte, the podiatrist. She describes hip pain, new paragraph. Her neurological examination today was within broad limits of normal, without evidence of serious loss of any motor function, sensory paresthesias, unusual deep tendon reflexes, ambulatory insufficiency, or mental status changes. New paragraph. Laboratory. No previous laboratory is available. Subparagraph, we are requesting records, possibly from Dr. Rothfeld, regarding evaluation for myasthenia. Subparagraph, reevaluation laboratory testing will be considered upon review. New paragraph. Imaging. CT of the chest completed March 24, 2022. Shows a normal parathyroid gland. Isolated mediastinal lymph nodes. A tiny hiatal hernia. Heart and gray vessels within normal limits, lungs and pleura, showed tiny peripheral and nonspecific nodular opacities. In the right upper lobe, right lower lobe shows a mildly lobulated nodule, 3.5 millimeters, inferior 4.5 millimeter opacity, left upper lobe, 4 millimeter peripheral nodule. No evidence of interstitial lung disease or air trapping. Patency of the central airways and trachea. Limited views of the upper abdomen showed a lobulated contour of the liver parenchyma, parenthesis, possible underlying cirrhosis in parenthesis. Partially visualized bilateral non-obstructing renal stones. No suspicious bone lesions were identified. New paragraph. MRI of the right hip without contrast. 3/24/2022. Comparison to complete right hip, 11/21/2013. Chronic degenerative tear of the anterior margin of the right superior lateral labrum with tiny internal labral cyst. superolateral right hip joint space narrowing. Possible adventitious bursa. Or peritendinous cyst interspersed between the right lesser trochanter and the iliopsoas tendon. Trace edema, right greater trochanter of the humerus, mild right greater trochanteric bursitis. Similar mild findings overlying the left greater trochanter, consistent with mild left greater trochanter bursitis. Small hip joint effusion. Degenerative cystic changes. Anterior margin of the right femoral head near the femoral head neck junction with the superolateral right acetabular rim osteophytes, suggestive of right femoral acetabular impingement. Heterogeneity of the bone marrow. Visualized pelvis, prominent femoral metaphysis, dash possible marrow hyperplasia, parenthesis uncertain etiology, anemic state, dash infiltrated process, correlation recommended. No significant chondromalacia. Gluteus tendon attachments unremarkable. Hamstring complex unremarkable. Visible portion sciatic nerve bundles unremarkable. No evidence for hernia. No evidence for myoedema. SI joints pair unremarkable. New paragraph. Current complaints, pain at the right foot and ankle, subparagraph previous evaluation completed, including ultrasound studies, dash no history of improvement with treatment or therapy at this time. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Shigufta Dean presents with a history of diagnosed myasthenia for which she is on pyridostigmine without difficulty. New paragraph. We will be requesting laboratory studies to validate her diagnosis with no evidence of thyroid dysfunction. New paragraph. She has findings of degenerative changes in the right hip for which we refer her back to Dr. Wilhite for further assessment and treatment. New paragraph. We will obtain MR imaging of the right foot and ankle for further evaluation in consideration of continued podiatric care with Dr. Pazamonte. New paragraph. Mrs. Shigufta Dean appears to be well treated and managed for her myasthenia at this time. New paragraph. We will see her for follow-up reevaluation and further care, completing additional testing to validate her myasthenic diagnosis in consideration for continued care and treatment of my signature.